Now, where should we start? First, how many of you, let's go for the beginners first. Since we were together, I want you to turn to that innocent advanced neighbor of yours and tell them what understanding that you have come to foremost in your consciousness, and what is it that you have gained the greatest. Now, this is only in a matter of a few days, but it only takes a few days to make up your mind. So I want you to turn to your neighbor and tell them, what was the greatest gift in these 2 days of pauses since your retreat? You may begin. And if you're an advanced student sitting next to an advanced student, turn to them and tell them how your list is going. There was, with the beginners, a wonderful teaching that even the advanced people haven't learned yet, that they are going to learn at their workshop, but more elaborated on. And it was a teaching called associative memory. Now, the reason that I taught this to the beginners, because associative memory, with the concept of how the brain functions, allows beginners to understand how they have created their life, and that how, in so many ways, they are unwilling victims of their life because of their programming. And it allowed them to make a breakthrough, as it is termed, in understanding the concept of the deeper mind. Beginners are going to learn that. We're going to talk a little bit more about that tonight, because associative memory is that which is termed the physical biological construct that is creating a person's reality continuously. Many people in this life seem to be doomed, as it were, to a particular mode of thought. And it is as if that their former life, their former experience, doesn't let go of them, and they are haunted by things that they have done. They are haunted by situations that they have created. They are haunted by a lifestyle that once upon a time brought them great experience. And that lifestyle has retarded their growth because it formulates a strand of memory that plays a program that associates the entire persons with the life. Now, what may have worked as wisdom in one moment 20 years ago does not work as wisdom in the present moment 20 years later. In other words, you do not grow by regurgitating the past upon the present. And that regurgitation, as it were, is what causes people to say when they come to school, well, no one understands me because I have these thoughts in my head that go on all of the time. And no matter how much I focus to change my life doesn't seem to get changed except when I'm here. And then when I leave, it's as if everything comes back the same way. And if consciousness and energy creates the nature of reality, why aren't I creating a better life? Because the associative memory program is running continuously and it's reaffirming a life. It works to disprove its own hypothesis, meaning that a person that is unhappy by the circumstances in their life that they keep attracting to them because of their mode of thought. And then they have the thought, it creates the reality, they experience the same old, everyday reality. And that makes them experience the same old reality, and they're caught. How many of you understand? And they're caught in this vicious cycle, and they get depressed because they don't know how to change it, because they don't understand how they're making it happen. Now, we're going to talk a little bit about associative memory tonight, because everyone needs to experience a deeper understanding about this, particularly letting my beginners go away from me for a while so they understand what's going to happen to them. And the advanced group, this is going to give you a preparation to your workshop.